We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Time for Riders Row here on Crimson Drive, presented by Tuscaloosa Toyota. And it's time to talk with another member of the Bama Central team. We had Katie Windham a couple weeks ago, and now this week we're joined by Joey Blackwell of Sports Illustrated and Bama Central. And Joey, it's great to see you. How's everything going?
Doing all right, Roger. Thank you for having me. Looking forward to taking a dive into Alabama football today.
Well, you get to be the first we talk to after a loss on this show as the Crimson Tide fell in College Station on Saturday. Just what were your big takeaways from Saturday night at Kyle Field?
Big takeaways. I mean, it's been a kind of a narrative since the Florida game that Alabama, of course, struggles with large crowds, at least this team in particular does. And that was another narrative that came out this weekend. Another narrative talking about, you know, Nick Saban has questioned leadership on the team. He's repeatedly talked about it several times and needing players to step up when they're needed. We did see some players step up in the third quarter. The third quarter was really textbook Alabama football. I mean, the offense out, you know, but had 160 yards compared to Texas A&M's 10. And that also speaks a lot to Alabama's defense. But unfortunately for the other three quarters, it didn't really look like Alabama football. There were a lot of also, you know, missed calls on both sides of the football regarding, you know, from the offensive defensive coordinators, just looked like they were a little rattled out there. So just as far as initial takeaways, definitely need to, players need to step up. But the fortunate thing is, as we'll probably talk about here in a little bit, Nick Saban did speak a little bit about how some players stood up in the locker room afterwards. So looking forward to seeing how that's implemented against a Mississippi State team that's really just a few plays away from being 5-0.
That's very true, and that's a team that was able to go to Kyle Field and pick up a win a couple weeks ago. Let's talk about quarterback Bryce Young for just a moment. You mentioned Alabama, tough time on the road at Florida. It looked like Bryce, for the most part, handled things well that day in Gainesville. What'd you see out of him in College Station?
I mean, it was just as consistent as always. I mean, he did, there was a lot of drop passes, but that's not his fault. You know, he had one of his, you know, less impressive games statistically, but he still was able to throw for 369 yards and three touchdowns. When you get inside the, you know, there were those, you know, those incompletions inside, you know, the red zone inside the 10 yard line late in the game. But once again, a couple of those were drops and you're typically supposed to run it in those situations. So I'm not sure if he really knew what was going on there, but you know, I overall, I was relatively, you know, still impressed by him. And in my opinion, he still is the Heisman front runner. He even with a lot of pressure on him because the offensive line struggled throughout the Texas A&M game, he was sacked, of course, four times, but he was still able to avoid being sacked more often than that and still able to escape the pocket and make some great downfield passes. So overall, still positive outlook from him. Looking to see how he bounces back against Mississippi State this week, though.
On the defensive side of the ball, Malachi Moore goes out very early in the ball game. What effect do you feel like that had on the Crimson Tide after he got ejected for targeting?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest effects from that was leadership. Like, you know, we kind of talked about earlier about how there's been the defense particularly has been in lack of leadership this year. There's also been poor communication. That's something that anytime you talk now about a defender, that's one of the things that they try to emphasize every week is better communication. And with Malachi Moore, who's one of the, you know, the top ranked veterans on the defense, having him out, you know, early on, I think really set a tone for poor communication on defense. He didn't have and I actually just finished watching the game film a few moments ago. And one of the things that I saw consistently was the defensive backfield not being able to point out their man, not being able to cover their zone properly, because I think they weren't quite sure what zone they were assigned on particular plays because Moore was out. So I think having that lack of leadership in the backfield really hurt Alabama in the long run.
Yesterday, of course, the media was able to speak to a couple of players, Brian Robinson Jr., and then especially Will Anderson. I tweeted out a clip of just some of his answers because it really speaks to the kind of leader he's trying to be. Just what'd you make of his comments yesterday?
You know, one of the things he talked about after the Florida game, hate to go back there again, but one of the things he talked about was how he needed players to step up. And one of the things he said yesterday was that he assumed they didn't take his message seriously after the Texas A&M game. Will Anderson, you know, despite him being just a sophomore, is one of the biggest leaders on the team. He's also one of the best performers. But, you know, he talked yesterday. I'm sorry, I'm pulling up his quote right now. One of the things that he discussed was, you know, talking about how they need to bounce back after this loss. And, you know, he said one of the biggest things that he keeps preaching is that they need to come together as a unit. They need to all, you know, come together, which is something they haven't really done yet. I mean, they've made big plays on defense, but being together is something they struggle with. So seeing that type of leadership from such a young player on defense is definitely encouraging.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, it's going to be important for the defense coming up in Starkville, coming together against the air raid offense. We saw last year, even though Mississippi State had some good games prior to the Alabama game, the Crimson Tide had a dominant performance in that outing. But how do you feel like this group is ready to face a Mike Leach offense once again is rolling heading into this game?
Well, fortunately, they'll have Malachi Moore back, and that's a start. They'll hopefully also have some injured players back, so that should be beneficial. One of the things that Alabama struggled with, though, the past couple of weeks has been the running game, which is something, fortunately, for the Crimson Tide that Mississippi State is not exactly adept to. I mean, Mike Leach is known for his air raid offenses, and they do have a very strong passing offense. But fortunately, Alabama's been able to do a relatively decent job. They did, of course, struggle against Zach Calzada and Texas A&M, but prior to that game, they did really well. I mean, we saw what they were able to do against Ole Miss. So I'm thinking that it's really an optimistic situation for Alabama, especially now that they have, you know, they're playing, you know, they're kind of picking their own destiny right now, and they have full control of what they're doing. So I see this as a fortunate circumstance for Alabama, being able to go to a team that's kind of one dimensional. Now, they do have an okay rushing attack, but at the same time, I picture the Alabama defensive line will be blitzing a lot. They'll also be playing a lot of zone, and I think they're going to be just fine.
What are some more other storylines you're keeping an eye on as we get ready for Saturday?
Storylines, you know, once again, you know, of course, it's Mike Leach versus Saban. It's going to be a good game. I think one of the biggest things for me that I'm interested to see is how Alabama responds to another tough road environment. You know, we talked about that at the beginning of the segment, talking about how they struggled at Florida. Obviously, they struggled at Texas A&M. I want to see how they can do in a smaller crowd at Starkville, but albeit a very loud crowd at Starkville. I want to see how they deal with that. I want to see how Bryce Young bounces back after having, you know, while on paper, a solid day, bouncing back from his first loss as a starter. I'm also wanting to see how a lot of the defensive players respond after their, you know, a lot of them, it's their first loss between the freshmen and the sophomores. So I think the storylines are, you know, wanting to see how Will Anderson responds. So he had a great day, but I'm really wanting to see how Christian Harris and Henry To'oto'o pick up the slack after these past several weeks and respond to the loud environment.
Well, of course, you cover Alabama football for Bama Central and Sports Illustrated, but you also cover men's basketball, and we got to meet with Coach Oates last week as practice is fully underway at Coleman Coliseum. Are you excited that basketball time is almost back in Alabama?
Absolutely. A basketball season is one of my favorite sports to cover, and I'm really looking forward to it. What Nate Oates has done in such a short time in Coleman Coliseum and in Tuscaloosa is nothing short of impressive. Looking forward to seeing what he can do this year, especially with, you know, another just really talented recruiting class he's brought in. They do have some injury struggles they're going to have to iron out over the next few months, including Damari Burnett, who will be out for the year. But really excited to cover basketball this year and seeing where they take them. You know, Sweet 16 last year, maybe they'll go further. We'll just have to wait and see.
It's certainly exciting. Of course, you cover Alabama for Sports Illustrated and Bama Central. What can you tell us about the coverage you guys provide? A large team that you have of writers as well to work with, photographers, illustrations even. I mean, you guys cover it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Bama Central, we're Sports Illustrated, you know, affiliate, Alabama affiliate site. We cover everything. You know, right now, of course, it's football season. We also have a soccer writer covering Alabama soccer team. We have dedicated writers for almost every sport. And of course, when football comes around, it's all hands on deck. The same with basketball. But we have people at almost every game. You know, we have people at every football and every basketball game. And looking forward to doing that. We have, of course, a lot of we have daily cover stories that, you know, break down a lot of football, but also once other sports seasons, you know, gear up, talk about them. And we also have, of course, a daily column that people can look out for. But founded by Christopher Walsh, then me, myself, we have Katie Windham, Harrison Holland, Edwin Stanton, just a really great staff of writers. And we really like to put our best foot forward and put out as much content as we can just to make Alabama fans happy.
Well, we certainly appreciate it when we're getting ready for Alabama games. You guys certainly do great work. And Joey, we just thank you so much for today coming on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, giving us some thoughts on the Crimson Tide. All the best to you, and we'll see you down the road. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it.